underscore. That little phrase, with all saints, you'll quickly pass over it. Better not. Here's what that means. Love cannot be understood except in a society, a fellowship, a family, nor can it be practiced except in a society. It requires at least a lover and a beloved and a reciprocal relationship between those two, a mutual relationship between those two. Now, in this case, the field is very broad. We only understand it with all saints. Because love is a social relationship. Now, let me ask you, how do you gauge how much love you have? Pick out the person you have the worst feeling toward. That's how much love you have. Let me say it again. Pick out the person you have the worst feeling for. That's how much love you have. You know why you don't have that love toward everybody? Because everybody's not like that person, but that person is the test. See, that's the reason it is agape love. You cannot love that person. No, you can't. Don't tell me you can. You can't. You don't even like them. That's the reason it has to be agape love. God loves people He would not even like, given that situation alone. And you're one of them. So He says, I pray that you may be able to grasp with all saints, and then He gives us a staggering picture. What is the breadth, in other words, how broad God's love is, and the length, how long God's love is, and the depth, how deep God's love is, and the height, how high God's love is. Now, if you want a picture of that, the breadth, God loved the world. The length, so that He gave His only begotten Son. The depth, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, the height, but have everlasting life. That's God's love. And we're to understand with all saints those full dimensions of God's love. Now listen. And to know the love of Christ, agape love of Jesus. Now here's a staggering, this is known as an antinomy. It means it's a contradiction to appearance. A total contradiction. You cannot reconcile this. He says, and to know that which passes what? Knowledge. What in the world does he mean? Do we think deeply about these things? How can you know that which passes knowing? See why this is bound up to an absolute and complete and total miracle? You cannot naturally know that which... Well, if you can know it, it doesn't pass knowledge. If it passes knowledge, you can't know it. And here Paul is praying that you'll do both, that you realize both, that you can know that which is beyond knowing. Now, what in the world does he mean? Well, the key is in the word know. The first word is the word for relational knowledge. Remember what we said? The key values in this universe are personal values, not happenings, not great events. Not praying for cataclysmic changes where God just bombs everything out. They are relational. This is a relational word. Epignosis. Full relationship knowledge. I pray that you'll relationally know the love of Christ which passes academic knowledge. I look right here and I'll try to make that very simple. I pray that you will know the love of Christ, which passes knowing. You sure you heard me? Let me say it again. Look here. I pray that you will know. See, it's relational. That means, as far as the love of Christ is concerned, you can stop studying it. Because you never know it by studying it. Now, you won't know it without studying it, but as far as wanting to know it relationally, you'll never know it merely by studying it. That's the reason a man can have a full head and have an empty heart. To know the love of Christ, and that word is relational knowledge of the love of Christ, which passes academic awareness. You can't understand it with your mind, so don't ever try to define it. Oh, what a prayer this is. That's the third part of the prayer. Now let me rehearse them again. Back up to verse 16. Number one, that God would give you the grant of grace according to the riches of His nature, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in your spirit, the inner man. Number two, that Christ may settle down and have the run of the house in your hearts by faith. Number three, that you being plant-rooted in the environment of love and grounded like a building in that environment of love may be able to understand with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Now here's the fourth part of the prayer, and boy, is it staggering. All of this, these other three parts, are in order that ye might be filled. Now if you're filled, there's no room for anything else. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. What in the world does that mean? Better yet, is it possible? Well, how will we know? See how relational this is? It's not cataclysmic. It's like me being filled with a certain attitude or a certain disposition or a certain spirit. Well, what are we going to have to find out? Full of. You hear me? If I'm going to be filled with all the fullness of God, I've got to find out what God is full of. Now, even when I find out what God is full of, I've then got to read this book to find out how much of that He wants to fill me with. For example, you know what some would say? Oh, yes, but I'm a stern type of person. I don't get along easily with this person or this idea or this thing. And I read in the Bible, God's full of wrath. Friend, you are not permitted on that territory. Not permitted. Recompense is mine, God said. I will repay. That's none of your business to offend or to reject the other person. You want to know how we know that? The fruit of the Spirit is nine characteristics making one cluster. Not a one of them is a negative reaction. Not a one of them. They are all totally positive, totally tender, totally accepting, totally understanding. Love, joy, and peace. Your relationship with God. Patience, gentleness, kindness. Your relationship with each other. Goodness, meekness, self-control. Your relationship to yourself. Not a one of them is negative. Not a one. So how much negative feeling, how much judgment can I pronounce on a brother? None. None. If he's overtaken either by a sin or in a sin, I am to restore him if I am spiritual. If I'm not spiritual, I'm to keep my hands off, because a carnal man will always mishandle a sinning brother. Always. Ye who are spiritual, restore such an one. That means you better be careful, because when you start thinking of yourself as spiritual, you're on dangerous, dangerous ground. First place, you may presume that, and it's not so at all. So he says, I pray that you'll know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So what is God full of? He's full of love. So when I'm filled with all the fullness of God, I'll be full of love. He's full of mercy. So will I be. He's full of grace. So will I be. He's full of character, person, power. So will I be. He's full of understanding. So will I be. He's full of compassion. So will I be. What a mighty prayer this is. Now that's the end of the prayer. Now he's going to answer our question. Is this possible? Now what would we necessarily say if we understood that prayer? No. The more you understand it, the more impossible it will become. Great God, if this is what it's about, I, for one, don't have a chance. And I'll tell you, the next Christian I meet doesn't look like he's got one either. And the third one, He doesn't have a chance either.